Human Rights Watch.
Mr. President, the High Commissioner's June report on Ethiopia is a sobering reminder of the dire human rights landscape in the country. The report finds that government forces continue to carry out abuses with impunity, particularly in conflict-affected areas such as in Amhara. It found that the conflict in Amhara alone has resulted in over 2,000 civilian casualties, sexual violence, and destruction of civilian infrastructures. This mirrors HRW reporting, which found that since August 2023, the Ethiopian military has committed war crimes, including summary executions of civilians, attacks on healthcare, and an apparent drone strike on an ambulance that killed civilians in Amhara. These crimes are happening in a context of impunity for government forces. And yet, Ethiopia is not on the Council's agenda. Meanwhile, the government's brutal repression of its real and perceived critics continues, further obscuring reporting of abuses. Many rights defenders and journalists have recently been silenced or forced into exile. The chances of domestic mechanisms delivering justice for gross human rights violations and abuses remain slim. In its final report, the International Commission on Human Rights Experts on Ethiopia warned that the country faced an acute risk of further atrocities and concluded that prospects for successful transitional justice were bleak. It recommended the establishment of independent accountability mechanisms. These warnings proved accurate. Public reporting and debate of the rights situation in Ethiopia remains critical. We encourage the High Commissioner to ensure continued robust public reporting. Ethiopians need to know the world is still paying attention. Thank you.